So we have four more speakers, and we'll get right to those. First up is Zarellia Leinberger, who is Zarellia is currently a junior at Youth Initiative, who moved to Viroqua when she was 2 years old. Her meet me halfway story is about what it's like to be an evolving person in a place where everyone knows your story.
Okay. So being a junior in high school and having grown up in this town my whole life, it is, everyone I know, and everyone knows me. And I think that this story could resonate with a lot of my peers and my community members. So I feel like I've been seen as the same person my whole life, and I've been very thankful for the experience of growing up in this small town, but it's also presented me with a lot of challenges. It's been wonderful to watch my peers grow up and change and become the people that they want to be, and I'm very grateful for that experience. I have learned a lot of compassion from my peers through being with them my whole life and knowing them since they were little. When I first started grade school in first grade, I had a lot of trouble connecting with my peers. I had a very small group of friends who I held very dear to my heart, and I felt still very alone and insecure about who was there for me in my life. I realized in, I think, second or third grade that I could give myself a lot of power over my peers by putting them down in, rude ways that helped me feel more secure, I had, a blanket, because if I had power over them, then they couldn't get to me. In about third grade, my teacher had a conversation with my mom about how my actions at school were affecting my classmates, and some of the parents of my peers talked to my teacher about how their kids were scared to go to school because of what I would say about their outfits or their hair. And at the time, I didn't really understand that. I was just doing what I had to do. But it got to the point where my mom and I had to come up with a few exercises for me to do so that I could become conscious of my actions when I had that urge to act out against my peers. So the first thing I did was I would take 3 deep breaths every time I had that urge. And I did this, but it was a little too small. It didn't have enough of effect on me. So next, my mom gave me a rubber band to wear on my wrist. And every time I had that urge, I would switch it from wrist to wrist. And I did this, and it helped. But my classmates started realizing what I was doing and asked me questions. And I felt really ashamed of myself, but I didn't want to take accountability for why I was doing it. So I didn't really answer anyone. And I decided to take it one step further to try to really hammer in when I was having that urge, and I would snap the rubber band on my wrist before I switched it. And that was more distracting in the classroom because it was a click. So I would come up with things that I could say to my classmates that I thought would put them down, and it did. One of the things was I would call my classmates puny humans, which I got from Big Bang Theory that I would watch with my grandpa. And I think that at the time, if I were to call someone that, they'd be like, what are you talking about? But at the time, it was something that you wouldn't hear any other 8-year-old saying, it was different. And so because of that, I felt more powerful with it. In fourth grade, I hadn't changed much. I was still treating others poorly to try to help myself feel better. And I remember very distinctly In fourth grade, one of my really good friends had gotten a brand new white baseball cap, and he came to school and he was showing it off. And at recess, we ran out to the playground and we went to the swing set that we went to every recess. And they got to the swings before me and there was no swings left. And instead of asking him to share the swing with me, I took his white cap and I threw it in the mud and I stomped on it. And he then had to get off the swing to retrieve his hat, and I stole the swing from him. And after that, he had lost a lot of trust in me, and I wasn't allowed to spend time with him outside of school anymore because I was very rude to him. From that experience, I think, reflecting on it, I realized that my actions had a lot more repercussions than I acknowledged, and I didn't realize that now, but I didn't realize that then, but I do now. God, I can't see. Okay, so in the next few years, I was still struggling with this, and I remember in eighth grade was when I really kind of acknowledged within myself what I was doing and how it was affecting others, and at this time, I was starting high school, and I did a lot of reflecting within myself, and I have had a lot of growth since then. One of the things that's really helped me is on our expeditions at Youth Initiative, there's a really wonderful sense of peer support that I think I learned a lot through those, and how when you come together with your community, there's a really beautiful connection there, and that has really helped me. Through this time too, I have had a lot of ups and downs with one of my best friends, my best friend, and she's still when she can, she's now learned to see when I have that urge to act out on people, and she calls me out on it, and it doesn't ever feel good, but it's really valuable that the people around you know you so well that they can do that for you. And that means a lot. So Meet Me Halfway to me is something that I have thought about a lot, and it's more of there's a space between you and a relationship with someone else, and to fill that space is to meet halfway. And when you're acting out towards others from a place of vulnerability and insecurity, it's hard for them to take their space towards you. And so for me, that's what I'm trying to work towards, is letting others enter that space to meet me there. And find that connection that's genuine, I guess. I think that when you grow up with everyone that you've known since you were two, it's hard to see the full picture of who they are, especially, it's easier with adults to children, but with children to children, it's a lot more difficult. And to see that everyone around you is always changing and growing and adapting to the situations that they're in is really hard to find. I personally have had a really hard journey with that, and I think that I've lost a lot of trust with a lot of my peers, and I've lost a lot of connection that's hard to gain back. It's been a really hard path that I, me and my community has been on, but I only have a year-ish left here, And so I hope that my community can understand that I've grown and changed, and I see your growth and change, and that you can fill the space between your relationships and be met in the middle.